Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Delivery is always free. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
A family fun weekend adventure is sure to create memories the kids will never forget. Just hop in the car and take a quick trip across the border to visit Toronto. Make sure you stay at the iconic Sheraton Centre Toronto Hotel, located in the heart of downtown. Experience all of Toronto's most iconic attractions, from Eaton Centre to CN Tower, and take advantage of the exceptional exchange rate with savings up to 30%. Sheraton Centre Toronto Hotel boasts the largest indoor-outdoor heated pool in the city, so make sure you bring your swimsuits. Check out Toronto's finest restaurants, or just relax. 24/7 room service and 55-inch flat screen televisions come standard in all guest rooms. Make it a true luxury experience by upgrading your stay to include access to the club lounge on the 43rd floor and enjoy spectacular city skyline views. The Sheraton Centre Toronto Hotel is at the center of it all. Rates start at $139. Plan a winter weekend of unforgettable fun. For more information and booking, go to marriott.com/YYZTC.
Thank you all for coming in this morning. Give me a moment here to open up my presentation. Let's see. Click here. No. Hey, can you guys see this? Does anyone have an HDMI cable?
Hi, I'm Heather, president at Southtown Audio Video. Before your next big meeting, schedule a free estimate with Southtown Audio Video and let us make your work life better by eliminating cables, connectors, and confusion from your workspace. Call 648-6565, visit our Experience Center, or go to southtownav.com to learn more.
If it were you, who would be your most trusted choice for home care? A stranger or someone you love? For some families, staying home with a parent or grandparent just isn't financially feasible. But with Trusted Choice Home Care, if you have Medicaid, you can get paid to care for a loved one. To learn more about getting paid to provide home care for a relative, call 831-2005. That's 831-2005. Trusted Choice Home Care. There's no substitute for care provided by a loved one.
Go to BuffaloHomeShow.com and enter to win a garage makeover up to $5,000 from my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. We talk about Gorilla Garage Gear every week here on Hammer Time Radio, and I've told you about the attributes of my beautiful Gorilla Garage floor. It is a state-of-the-art coating that has been ground into the concrete floor that I had and coated with a 15-year warranty for durability, wearability, and ease of care. In addition to garage floors, they also handle garage storage, any kind of organization you need in your garage, and of course, garage doors. And if you don't need a new garage door, they'll help you get your garage door fixed and in working order. It's all at Gorilla Garage Gear. And you'll get discounts when you call them and tell them that Dominic sent you, $200 off your garage floor, discounts off your garage storage equipment, and discounts off your garage door as well. Here's the number, 715-6927. That's 715-6927. Call Joe Afalo today and tell him you need help in your garage, including your garage floor, your garage organization, and your garage door. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
And speaking of Hammer Time, be sure to watch Hammer Time TV, airing Saturday mornings at 5:30 on Channel 2 and Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. It is Hammer Time weekend every weekend here on WBEN and on Channel 2. Next weekend, of course, we'll be broadcasting from the Buffalo Home Show. And we'll be interviewing Dan Reiniger from Lakeshore Savings Bank about their partnership with us at the Cortez booth. Also, the 2 weeks, weekends of the home show, we'll be interviewing Addie Williams, the host of HGTV's show DC Flippers and the principal of Honeycomb Residential. Interesting discussion we're going to have with Addie. And on the following Saturday, we're going to also be interviewing the special guest for that week, and that is Mina Starziak-Hawk. Mina is the co-founder and co-founded the home renovation company Two Chicks and a Hammer with her mother in the late 2000s with the goal to revitalize Indianapolis one house at a time. Now the ladies are the stars of the HGTV show Good Bones. Again, Mina, our guest as well, coming up at the home show weekend, Saturdays, starting next Saturday. And we're excited about that. And, of course, being at the home show for the downtown show, it's always the highlight of the home show season. My guest in the studio, Gail Potter, and we're speaking about the ban on plastic bags that takes effect tomorrow and what she's done about it, which is to take those bags and make them into sleeping mats. And, of course, that is going to go away for her with the ban that's been in place. And someone has said they're going to buy them on Amazon and ship them to you, which is a great way to continue your mission. And someone texter's writing that they're going to actually buy kitchen trash liners, open them up, and use them when they go into the supermarket.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Some other texters are pretty passionate about this too, Gail. This one says, Dominic, the governor is an idiot. I'm old enough to remember when plastic bags were going to save the world. Another texter writes, the first item I'll buy is a kitchen trash cash liner. We've already said this one. Then open it up and stay put the rest of my stuff in them. Maybe we should make Cuomo homeless. Then he would appreciate the plastic bags and the sleeping mats. Walk a mile in my shoes. And those are the texters that we have. If you'd like to text us or call us, 803-0930, as we travel now to Eden and chat with Bill. Good morning, Bill. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. It was great to see you doing the Hammer Time radio show live, because you're like as cool as a cucumber and as smoother than butter out there.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure to have you in the audience. And, of course, you brought the number one prop of the show, the box of Soilax.
Exactly. Well, regarding this plastic bag ban, I think this will be one of the great Hammer Time shows that we'll have to get a link to the archive, because I liked all the statistics that you were giving at the beginning, and I liked how Gail was talking about the plan that she makes use of the bags afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And on the ominous kind of side, I looked online and I saw this one article. If you Google Spencer Fernando Communism,
mm-hmm.
this article, or he links to an article that was called I Survived Communism, Are You Ready for Your Turn?, written by this Zuzana Janisova Den Boer, who experienced it in Czechoslovakia. But the one of the things from this article, it says, new communism is based on all the old ideological principles and beliefs, but uses environmentalism as its agent of change to completely alter the core values of Western democracy and destabilize society.
Mm.
Now, maybe we're not quite going to that point yet, but just the idea that the government is telling us you can't use plastic bags. Mm. And the excuses that we get are, oh, we see plastic bags in the trees or we see them in the waterways, but you know, that's not really something that happens very often, and I think we get more benefit out of them, and they're better for the environment in the long run, like you said, anyway.
And those are the easy things to talk about when we make this when we have this discussion about paper versus plastic. But the practical side and the real side is that the environment actually suffers more from the production of paper than it does from plastic.
I think the solution, Gail, is to show how people are becoming victims because of the plastic bag ban. Because this particular government likes to play the savior to the victim all the time. So if you show that they're making victims, that could be the way to maybe change it back. We need to be a sanctuary county from this madness.
There you go. All right, Bill. Always a pleasure. Thanks for your call.
Thanks.
Bill hangs up. That frees up a line for you here on WBEN. And you know the number. It's 803-0930. As we travel next to Bob calling us on his cell phone. Good morning, Bob. You're next on WBEN.
Good morning. I've had some time to think about this issue and visited one of my favorite restaurants not too long ago, a Chinese restaurant, and the comment was made, you order some lo mein and there's an awful lot of liquid in the container. You put it in a paper bag, you put it on your car seat, and when you get home, you find out that the paper bag has been compromised and you now have lo mein sauce all over your brand new car seat. Isn't that lovely?
Yep.
Or I would mention, you go to the grocery store, you get a paper bag, you get stuck in a rainstorm, and what do when your groceries are laying all over the sidewalk because the bag is wet? And I'm just going to mention this, and I'll hang up. They can't even keep our lettuce safe from bacteria. Romaine is always being recalled. I once was in a home and got the chicken pox. Now what do I do? Worry about getting shingles because I'm touching a bag that somebody else touched, used? What's next for us? Do as I say or else?
Yeah. It is an interesting point of this that we really haven't heard much about, and that is the sanitary aspect of the reusable plastic bags. You know, there's an issue with food-grade plastic, and, you know, there's a difference there. I don't know, are those bags considered food-grade?
I believe they are. And then from what I understood, though, this only affects those that collect sales tax. So from what I understand, takeout restaurants will still be able to use plastic bags.
Okay. 803-0930. Participate in the discussion in the time we have left. Gail Potter, my guest. In studio, Gail's organization is called Mats for a Mission. They are located, by the way, in the Eastern Hills Mall. Just stop in anytime. You want to give the hours out real quick, Gail?
Sure. We're there Mondays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Wednesday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. right next door to Jen's Exotic Pets in the JCPenney wing.
And no experience necessary
exactly.
in knitting?
Exactly. If you can handle a pair of scissors, we can put you to work.
Okay. And you feel as though you have enough plastic bags to get you how far?
Probably 6 to 8 months the way we're going right now. It all depends on how much we get in this last, you know, week, 2 weeks. The bags multiply like bunnies. We all have a bag of plastic bags under our kitchen sink or in a closet. For those that truly don't need them for, you know, cat litter or pets or things like that, we really are, you know, asking everybody to get those bags to us so we can use them.
Maybe if we guilt some plastic bag hoarders like my wife into donating them to you, maybe that'll help your supply.
I would hope.
Okay,
definitely.
So just drop them off to your location.
Exactly, and if we're not there, we have plastic totes outside of our office. You can leave them right in the totes when we're not there.
Okay, Gail Potter from Mats for a Mission here on WBEN this Saturday morning. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, we're talking about the debate between paper and plastic, and that is a debate that's going to ensue for some time. And who knows, we never may get to the bottom of that. But one thing that we can get to the bottom of this Saturday morning here on WBEN is how important it is to breathe clean indoor air. And the only definitive way, folks, that I can promise you that your air will be clean is if you analyze what's in your ductwork. Because if you didn't, I can tell you that unequivocally over time, dust mites, dust mite feces, dead animal parts all collect in your ductwork. And if you don't clean it out, you breathe it in. And if you breathe it in, you can get sick. My friends at Indoor Professionals can promise you a thorough sanitizing of your ductwork. And it works this way. They blast all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork. And with negative pressure, they suck it all out and they leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. In addition to that, of course, they have medical grade air purifiers and they have whole house dehumidifiers to promise you that they'll get everything that is bad for you out of your air so that you're breathing clean indoor air. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Morning, Dominic. Yes, there is no question about it, breathing clean air, and a lot of people don't get it. I had a friend of a friend call me yesterday. We found mold in our attic. Okay, big deal. It's not health and human safety. We do attic treatments and mold abatement there. You know, but I said, you know, she's worried about her allergies. That's not going to affect it. But your house is 43-year-old, and what, 43 years old, you've never cleaned your ductwork. So he, after a short discussion, he gets it. So it is very important. However, what's really important is how to stop the spread of germs. I mean, we're still in flu season, and I don't want to go crazy on the hype like the mainstream media about the coronavirus. However, the coronavirus is a large particle. It's 0.1 to 0.2 microns. That's 1/300th of a human hair. Our air purifiers, the medical-grade air purifiers, kills down to 0.007 microns. Quick math, that simply means it's, it kills virus particles way smaller than the coronavirus, and that's why it is an FDA Class 2 listed medical device, and that's why people get the results that they get and get off medication. You know, I hate when people say, oh, my allergies are under control with this weekly shot. It's like, how good is that shot for your body?
All right. You know? So a lot to think about, but it's important that you do identify that clean indoor air is important to keep your health, your family healthy. 683-3000, that's the number you need to call. And here it is, Hammer Time Radio only listeners. This is for you.
Yeah, this is the home show special. By the way, we will be there next week and the week after along with you. I know that. And we're raffling off an air purifier at our booth, so you want to stop by and register for that. But here we have something we've never done for the home show special, and I'm here to answer the phones for this today. This is what we call the whole all-inclusive duct cleaning. So it's the patented Calm duct cleaning system, full Canberra treatment, which is both the spraying of the Canberra spray as well as a 1 pound placed in your air handler, dryer vent cleaning, which improves dryer efficiency and reduces the chance of fire. We bundle that all together, and we take a whopping 15% off of that. And but you got to call me today. I'm here until 3:30 at least. That's when the phones go up too.
683-3000. You heard Peter. You need to call right now and get the Hammer Time Radio discount for this Saturday morning, Leap Day, on WBEN.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals. For every breath you take.
RVs, boats, power sports, golf carts, campgrounds, and more when you visit the RV and Outdoor Living Show at the Ad Pro Sports Training Center March 5th through the 8th. It's family fun. It's free admission and your chance to win a tour inside New Era Field. See hundreds of ways to enjoy outdoor living all in one place. Visit RVShowBuffalo.com. RVs, boats, power sports, golf carts, campgrounds, and more when you visit the RV and Outdoor Living Show at the Ad Pro Sports Training Center March 5th through the 8th. It's family fun. It's free admission and your chance to win a tour inside New Era Field. See hundreds of ways to enjoy outdoor living all in one place. Visit RVShowBuffalo.com.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Can I get you guys something to drink?
Water?
Water.
Water with lemon.
Water for now.
Your customers sure drink a lot of water, and you use a lot to cook and clean with. Have you had it tested lately to see what's in it? American Clear Water can do a free water analysis in less than 15 minutes, and you can ensure your customers are drinking clean water in about a day. For clean, safe water for your business or your home, the choice is clear. American Clear Water. Call 864-7425.
Find new roads at Paddock Chevrolet's anniversary sales event. This year, it's a big one, 85 years. If you're in the market for a new Chevrolet, then now is the time to get to Paddock Chevrolet for savings like these. Auto show bonus cash, President's Day savings, GM card incentives, 0 for 72 financing, and no down payment leases. All ramped up with Paddock's legendary anniversary discounts. Only Paddock has anniversary savings on every Chevrolet in stock. Come test drive the most popular SUV in Western New York, Chevy Equinox. We've got over 300 in stock, ready for immediate delivery. Thinking about a truck? Save thousands on the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. GM cardholders, for a limited time, you save even more. Have a trade? We want it, and we're ready to pay. It's the perfect storm of savings. Auto Show President's Day and Paddock's 85th anniversary. An event this big can't last forever. Hurry in to Paddock Chevrolet now. Offer ends March 2nd. Open this Sunday, 11 to 4.
Do you remember the first time you visited Plantasia? This year you will, as Plantasia Reflections celebrates 20 years, March 19th through the 22nd at the Fairgrounds Event Center in Hamburg. See fully landscaped theme gardens, shop the garden marketplace, and get warm weather inspiration for your outdoor living. Enjoy educational seminars, and kids will love the Botanical Gardens Children's Garden. Kids 12 and under are free. Plantasia, presented by Lakeside Sod, home of the Big Yellow Bag and Plant WNY. Go to PlantasiaNY.com for more. Plantasia, the official sponsor of spring.
This is Dr. Kent from the Smile Center. Don't suffer any longer hating your smile. We will use the latest innovations to beautify your smile in as little as an hour, using bridges, implants, or dentures while you are sedated in a modern, friendly, and safe environment. Make your appointment to learn about your new smile and the various sedation choices available for you. Get your confidence back. Call 834-2600 or visit SmileCenterNY.com. That's 834-2600 or SmileCenterNY.com.
Hammer Time.
10:54 is Hammer Time here on WBEN. My guest for the hour has been Gail Potter. Gail's organization, Mats for a Mission. They're located in Eastern Hills Malls, and they want your plastic bags, if you have them, and you'd like to have them go into a reuse that's pretty creative and functional. Bring them over to Gail at Eastern Hills Mall, or if you're going to hoard them and keep them for yourself, okay, be that way. But Gail could use them to make these mats. And a lot of texters are passionate about this, like this one. All of my family and friends who live in other states are sending me their plastic bags. Isn't that a good idea, right? You probably could benefit from other states sending
them
to us. Most
definitely. We have been. We've had a number of people send us bags from out of state.
In the discussion regarding plastic bags, a texter writes, we need to include bags blowing along the road or the water. It's more political than show. Another texter writes, I am not happy about this bag thing. I use and recycle every plastic bag that comes into my home, and I certainly do not litter. Hear, hear to that. To the phones we go at 803-0930, and Ricky in Hamburg, you're next.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
My question is, now, I've been trying to find a little information about this bill that passed. Is there like a qualification on millimeters of the bag?
Apparently.
It could be thicker or thinner.
Apparently that's what it's based on, right, Gail?
Right, that's what I've heard too. I don't know the exact thickness of it. And this is the loophole they're talking about, that if the bag manufacturers start making them above this milliliter or whatever, or millimeter of thickness, they will actually be able to reintroduce these plastic bags back into the stores, which of course have the politicians up in arms.
But what about the irony of being able to buy the plastic bags in the store and use them in the same way you use the shopping bags that you
exactly.
got for free?
Exactly.
I mean, how is that any different?
Right. It isn't. And in my opinion, at least those plastic bags, they're going to contain the fluids. You can wash those out. I mean, those reusable bags, they're just not, you can't throw them in the washing machine or anything. They're just not going to be very appropriate, you know, to be using for this. It's going to be a nightmare.
It'd be interesting to know what the millimeter thickness is as a mandate. If you find that out, let us know.
Definitely.
Good point, Rick.
Dominic, I have one more question.
Sure.
I heard that you just had someone on about duct cleaning and stuff like that.
Correct.
Now, what about baseboard heating? What, boiler?
Yes.
Is there any special way or anything that, because I do some contracting myself, and I'm kind of weak point on the boiler and the radiant heating.
Yes. I have baseboard radiant heat in my house, and we have a air purifier in our bedroom, which takes care of cleaning the indoor air of our bedroom. So that, you know, we're at least benefiting from that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But the radiant heat is a, it's a non-airflow style of heat. So the heat radiates off the baseboards. It tends to be a cleaner form of heat as a result of that. The big difference is that there's no ductwork and no air to flow through a ductwork. So there's no worry of contamination from breathing that kind of air. Vacuuming the baseboards out from time to time is really all you need to do for radiant baseboard heat.
Okay, yeah, my wife was asking me, and I kind of explained the same thing to her, but, you know.
All right. Appreciate your call. All right, Rick hangs up, and that frees up a line here as we move along to our next stop, which is Hamburg, and we chat with Dolores. Dolores, you're next.
I have to say thank you, America, to all our entrepreneurship, because I have an article from May of 2012.
Uh-huh.
Or 2016, where they talked about the bags and the Presbyterian women that were doing that, and yet someone has been paying attention. Isn't that amazing what we do?
You're talking about in terms of what Gail is doing with recycling them?
Yeah, to start, not just that, but she can start a business doing that.
That's a good point, yeah.
The other thing is, I was talking to a couple of the stores, which are the smaller stores, like, okay, where you buy aspirin or something. People are going to be walking. One of the things that I think they're doing is an expense to our businesses. And one of the grocery stores, you pay a quarter for one of the carts, and then you have to take the cart out and load your own car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your Aldi's.
Oh, meaning you have to rent the use of the shopping cart.
Right.
Yeah, they do that at Aldi's. You have to put a quarter in. You get the quarter back. The cart holds the quarter. It's just an unlocking mechanism that the quarter works to unlock the cart from the holding device.
No, but some of the smaller stores have been talking about the theft, which was mentioned before. And, it's scary, but I'm just so impressed with this lady's entrepreneurship.
Thank you.
Put bags together and sell them. They have people pay you to put together one of their shopping bags.
There you go. Well, thank you very much. And Gail, I want to thank you for spending the hour with us.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Good luck with continuing to collect plastic bags. Again, Mats for Emission, they're located in Eastern Hills Mall. You can drop in and say hi to Gail and possibly even volunteer your time.
That sounds great. Thank you very much.
All right. We'll see you next Saturday from the Buffalo Home Show. In the meantime, have a great week. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.